The third Wednesday of Advent. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. The disciples of John gave him all this news. So he called two of them and sent them to the Lord with this message. Are you the one we are expecting, or should we wait for another? These men came to Jesus and said, John the Baptist sent us to ask you, are you the one who we are to expect, or should we wait for another? At that time Jesus healed many people of their sicknesses or diseases. He freed them from the evil spirits, and he gave sight to the blind. Then he answered the messengers, go back and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind see again, the lame walk, lepers are made clean, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the poor are given good news. Now listen, fortunate are those who encounter me, but not for their downfall. The comment today is from Father Norbert Estariolo y Ceceras from Lleida in Spain. The blind see again, the lame walk, lepers are made clean. Today, when we realize we do not know what to expect of our life, when at times we lose our hope and do not dare to look beyond our own shortcomings, when we are glad to be faithful to Jesus Christ and at the same time we are fretful or feeling low for not savoring the fruits of our apostolic mission, the Lord wants us to ask ourselves, as John the Baptist did, should we wait for another? Sure enough, the Lord is smart, and he wants to take advantage of our uncertainty, otherwise quite a normal one, so that we can completely examine our life and detect our failings, our darknesses, our wickedness, thus being able to strengthen our faith and endlessly multiply our expectations. The Lord has no limits when it comes to accomplishing his mission. The blind see again, the lame walk, lepers are made clean. Where are my hopes placed? Where is my joy resting? Because our hopes and our interior joy are intimately related. It goes without saying that Christians must, of course, live like any other normal person, but they must always keep their eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, who will never fail us. No Christian can live his life by ignoring Christ's life and his gospel. Let us center our gaze upon him, the Almighty, and let us set no limits to our hopes. As St. John of the Cross said, you will find in him much more than you can ask for or desire. Liturgy is not some sacred game, and our church gives us this time of Advent because the church wants each believer to revive in Christ the virtue of hope in his life. Quite often we lose it because we tend to exceedingly entrust to our own forces and do not wish to see ourselves as some sort of ailing child in need of the Lord's healing hand. But this is how it must be, and since he knows us well and is fully aware we are all made of the same material, he offers us his helping hand. Thank you, Lord, for rescuing me out of the mud and filling my heart up with hope.